The scandal that's engulfed Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is taking center stage in London at the Royal Courts of Justice.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's Murdoch's son, James, who's under oath today before a public inquiry into media ethics set up after the News of the World phone hacking scandal erupted. James Murdoch recently stepped down as chair of News International, the subsidiary that ran Murdoch's British newspapers, and also of the British satellite broadcasting giant, BSkyB. He's being questioned about the News of the World scandal, but the inquiry is also focusing on his relations with senior British politicians and whether News Corp sought to use those relationships to advance corporate interest. We're joined by NPR's Philip Reeves, who has the latest on this inquiry. And Phil, bring us up to date on what's gone on up until now.
Well, the hearing was hardly a few minutes old before James Murdoch found himself fielding some very meticulous and sometimes tough questions about phone hacking at the News of the World. He said that when he took control of the company that runs his father's British newspapers, he'd been assured that the hacking was confined just to one rogue reporter and to a private investigator called Glenn Mulcair. He was told that the News of the World had been investigated thoroughly, independently, and no new evidence was found, including by the police. Now, at issue here is whether James Murdoch actually did know that hacking was endemic at the newspaper, but tried to cover this up. He was repeatedly questioned about an internal email that dates back to 2008 that showed hacking was far wider at the paper, and Murdoch repeatedly denied seeing that email until much later. He came under questioning from Robert Jay, the counsel to the inquiry, who finally really summarised what is the key issue here.
Do you accept at least this? There are two possibilities here, and it will be, of course, for Lord Justice Leveson to decide in due course. Either you were told about the evidence which linked others at News of the World to Mulcair, and that this was in effect a cover-up, or you weren't told, or you didn't read your emails properly.
And that's, of course, James Murdoch being quizzed today in court. Now, Phil, there are many aspects to this scandal: phone hacking, email hacking, bribery allegations. What are the core issues that this particular inquiry will be exploring with Murdoch?
Well, I think they started exploring it now. The attention's shifted in the last hour and a half or so to James Murdoch's relationship with British politicians. The underlying issue is this: did the Murdochs use their power as media barons to try to strong-arm British politicians into agreeing to allow them to take total control of BSkyB? That's the lucrative British satellite broadcasting company in which they currently have a minority controlling stake. Now, James Murdoch stated that he's not really interested in politicians, but he provided a whole lot of details of meetings he had around that time with political figures. He met with the Prime Minister, David Cameron, where he admits there was what he called a tiny side discussion about the bid. He met with the Finance Minister, George Osborne, a friend of his, and he said that, he did talk about his frustration about how long the bid was taking. He admits to a number of calls and meetings with the Culture Minister, Jeremy Hunt, and there were more. Now, Murdoch says this was just normal advocacy, a businessman going about his job, and that he was facing great opposition to the bid from other media interests, and he was frustrated by how long it was all taking. But there will be those who conclude that this amounts to bamboozling by media moguls,
right,
of politicians who are very eager to stay on their right side.
Phil, thanks very much. That's NPR's Phil Reeves in London, and this is NPR News.